And we respect the long-standing relationships that Indigenous nations have had currently and will continue to have with this land, as they are the original caretakers. Love that word, don't you? Caretakers. And yeah, we need to coexist with them and look after our land. So very grateful. Okay, for you, Sherry. So Father God, thank you for Sherry. Thank you for the time and energy she's put into preparing for us today, what was on her heart to share. And I ask God that as she just works through her message, that you would just breathe your life into every word and that you would open up our hearts to hear what it is that you would like to say to us this morning. Amen.
Good morning. It's so good to see everyone. And you are so happy now that you fixed the sound. Ooh, that's awesome. So today, you'll hear from myself and James Lamb. James and Hannah were interviewed a few weeks ago, and James will be reading scripture from this week's lectionary. So the Hebrew people knew the prophecy, and they knew the signs to look for, which signs to look for, and what would happen after that. And James.
Matthew 21, 1 to 11, the message, the royal welcome. When they neared Jerusalem, having arrived at Bethphage or the house of unripe figs, Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples with these instructions. Go over to the village across from you. You'll find a donkey tethered there and a colt with her. Untie her and bring them to me. If anyone asks what you're doing, say the master needs them. He will send them with you. This is the full story of what was sketched earlier by the prophet. Hello. Tell Zion's daughter, look, your king's on his way, poised and ready, mounted on a donkey, on a colt, foal of a pack animal. The disciples went and did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They led the donkey and colt out, laid some of their clothes on them, and Jesus mounted. Nearly all the people in the crowd threw their garments down on the road, giving him a royal welcome. Others cut branches from the trees and threw them down as a welcome mat. Crowds went ahead and crowds followed, all of them calling out, Hosanna to David's son. Blessed is he who comes in God's name. Hosanna in highest heaven. As he made his entrance into Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken. Unnerved, people were asking, what's going on here? Who is this? The parade crowd answered, this is the prophet Jesus, the one from Nazareth in Galilee.
And James will be back toward the end of the message. So the crowds knew the quote from Zechariah 9:9. They all knew the stories and they could recite the prophecy. Everyone knew what it meant to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey's colt instead of a war horse. It meant the king was coming in peace. This was the announcement of the king. Suffering and oppression would end. All the second and third class citizens would now be equal and be met with respect and dignity. Their king was here. Hoped and prayed and waited some more, and then it happens according to plan, just what you've expected. Except their expectation was crushed, and he wasn't acting like the king they were told would come. In the days that led up to his execution, the followers of Jesus were confused. Jesus could perform miracles. They all knew it. The woman healed of her chronic condition, eyes shining, really didn't know where to go now. The family of the 12-year-old girl, raised from the dead, put all their hope in him, and now everything is crumbling. Nicodemus is especially unsure of what to do next. And Jesus' own mom felt a sword piercing her soul. And now Jesus was making a scene at the temple, in the animal market, throwing things around. He was being hunted by 600 soldiers and abducted in the night to stand trial and suffer execution. This was the long pause, and everyone was disoriented, confused, with the sequence of events. Come save us, Jesus, let's see your power, Hosanna. Some despaired, hiding indoors. Others pressed in to see what was becoming of the Nazarene healer. Jesus saw them all. He knew them all. And he knows us all. When life goes off the rails, I can get extremely disoriented. What about you? When things aren't turning out as planned, crushing your hopes and expectations, here's a short clip we might relate to. And thank you to Sarah for doing these. Okay, so being disoriented, right? So depending on the situation and how we're managing, the disorientation can really turn into an abyss of despair. And some places might feel like the Nine Inch Nails song Hurt. So let's listen to the Man in Black, Johnny Cash, sing this song. So when things become a crashing nightmare, turned upside down and everything is lost, where do we go? Do we numb out? Do we self-destruct? Sometimes life is really, really hard with long pauses between the chapters in our lives and we can't see to the next page. These are the places of waiting, the in-between places. And through God's grace alone, it becomes possible to surrender ourselves to love and live in this waiting time. We live as we wait on Jesus, setting ourselves on him, not the answer. And when I'm in these places, it's more than what I believe or my faith. It's about me trusting and letting go of how I think my story should go. So if I have my hand closed, I can't receive. So I'm going to put the mic down. So sorry, we won't have this part loud. Sorry.
Are you? Okay.
You're everywhere. Thank you. Okay, good. So if I've got this, I can't receive because my hand is closed. But if I open my hand, I can let go and I can receive. Thank you. I can release my expectations and receive comfort from God. We know separateness and we can think, over there. God knows union. There's no over there thinking with God. Over there is the same as here to God because he's everywhere all at once. He's with me. I'm never alone. He's with me in the difficulty of letting go of my expectations as I'm experiencing disorientation, confusion, and grief. It's a rocky road, so tricky and full of darkness. Jesus helps me when I'm enticed to pitch a tent here and set up a homestead. Psalm 56, he delivered me from the depths of despair. And now back to the story of Jesus riding into Jerusalem. God knew the story told by the prophets better than anyone. He carried on with the story right through from Palm Sunday to crucifixion on Good Friday to resurrection on Sunday. God is 100% union with everyone and everything. He holds time and knows the end from the beginning. The person of Jesus is my compass and timekeeper. I really love the prayer of St. Patrick. I find it very comforting. And this is just a small part of the prayer. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me. And Jesus is with me, he's in me, and he walks with me, especially during the long pauses. Jesus knows the next part of the story, of my story, of your story, of our story. His grace allows me to rest. Psalm 55, with gentle and tender guidance, we will find our way home. Jesus fixes my eyes on him in these dark nights of the soul when everything falls apart. It's like a long breath that I'm holding. He's the exhale. I surrender and let go. And it's miraculous how Jesus changes my gaze from the story to him, from the chaos to him, from the sorrow to him. And I can let go because Jesus knows our humanity and our pain. He's walked this road, and Jesus will never let us go. He holds us through the certainty, the disorientation, the waiting, the long waiting, and the very beautiful fulfillment. The triumphant entry to Jerusalem ends quickly and appears to end in tragedy, but that's not the end of the story, and this is not the end of your story. Jesus takes his throne, the cross, opens his arms wide in his cruciform way, and goes down into death. Jesus destroys death with life, his life, and Jesus rises and holds the keys to everything we will ever need. And thank you, James, for coming to read again from Psalm 118, Psalms for Prayer by Nan Merrill, followed by a benediction written by Father Kenneth Tanner of Holy Redeemer Church in Michigan. And this prayer is found in the end of Brad Jerzak's book, Out of the Embers.
From Psalm 118. You, O loving presence, have been my strength. You have stood beside me in the darkness, and you have walked with me into the light. For you lead the way, you forgive our misguided ways, and you bring light into darkness. We give thanks to you, O blessed one, for you are kind. Your steadfast love endures forever. We need not be anxious for anyone who's deconstructing or dealing with anything. Jesus takes all human questions, doubts, deep hurts, and cross-examinations into himself as his own, takes them into his conversation with the Father. He is not ashamed to stand with us, one and all, and to share our griefs and puzzlements. As the human God in eternity, he does not abandon us when we express disappointment, anger, frustration, or despair, does not ignore or sweep our injuries under the rug, but joins us in these wrestlings, and with patience, he gives himself to all our pains, sorrows, and losses. We can trust ourselves and others with the human God. He is more beautiful and good than we have been told. He waits every morning and night of the world for our words and great glances, sighs, and groans. He rejects nothing we bring to him, even the hard and inexpressible things. His love handles it all. Amen.
Thanks so much, Sherry. We have just a few minutes here at the end of our service where we can do any questions and answers. So be thinking about anything that you have for just a Q&A or some feedback. And I can run around and so that everyone can hear. Anybody got anything they would like to ask or share? My thought was how Jesus on Palm Sunday, there was the moment of certainty, right? The crowd was like certain, this is the one. And then there was this orientation. And then there was the silence of Saturday. And then the joy of Sunday. And how that's like our, like this one week, this Holy Week is like a picture of our lives of, we start with certainty, and then we have a moment of like, oh, I don't know what's going on. And then we can have some silence where we're like, I don't even know how to put this thing together again. And then we get to Sunday morning, maybe. Sometimes we live in Saturday for a long time. But anyway, that was my thought while you were talking. Thank you, Sherry.